Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Konnichiwa, Nation CFM here. It's your boy DV here. All right, so the recipe popped out on my feed, and I just had to share this with you. I would say it's quite healthy and also like a very lighthearted snack. For popcorn lovers, this might be your next favorite flavor of your popcorn. It's lemonade popcorn. So get some ready-made plain popcorn, nothing much, no sugar added, just plain ones. So you're going to get some lemon zest, sea salt, butter, and lemon. These four ingredients is a must, yeah. Lemon zest, sea salt, butter, and lemon. So start off by melting the 500 grams of butter. Add in about 2 tablespoons of lemon zest, some sea salt, and squeeze half a lemon. Give everything a good mix, and you're just going to pour that mixture onto your popcorn, your plain popcorn. Mix it well, and your lemon popcorn is done. It is said to be a little bit zesty, tangy, little bit sweet, but very, very buttery, fragrant, and it is not too gelat. You won't eat it, and you feel like, oh, I'm getting tired of eating this, because lemon, it kind of cancels away the oiliness of the butter. So simple, easy, and it's said to be very delicious. Go try it, TFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Tea Life on the Night Show on TFM. Hey, 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 it's TV here. Now, I don't know about you, but I love my meatballs. You know, doesn't mean if it's chicken, it's beef, it's a mutton. I love any type of them. And if you don't want to get those cold storage ones because you feel like, oh, it's unhealthy, they have preservatives in it, they put it too long. Well, here's a simple recipe that you can try at home. So take one chicken breast, grind it until it's like this mushy paste, right? Take some soft tofu, must be soft tofu, yeah? Add it to the grind chicken breast and then give it a good mix. Mix everything well. After that, start making round meatballs and drop them into hot boiling water. Once it floats up to the surface, the top, then it's done and you can eat it just like that, or you can put it in a freezer and whenever you want to eat it, you can eat it. You can store it up to like 1 to 2 weeks. So the ways that you can do this is very, very versatile. You can pan fry it, you can air fry it, or you can make some delicious teriyaki sauce to go along with the meatballs. Oh my goodness, I tell you, it's gonna be tender, it's juicy, it's healthy. TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy Tea Life.
Sawadee kap, next show on TFM Cup. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TV here. Welcome back to the show here, and time for some new recipes. So now let's make some healthy tofu patties or nuggets. For this recipe, all you're gonna do is take one block of tofu, just a hard type, you don't need the soft tofu. Add in diced cucumbers, diced carrots, and diced turkey hams. Some celery. If you don't like celery, don't add it. You can add an egg, salt, light soy sauce, oyster sauce, and mix everything up. It's just that simple. All these ingredients, you don't have to add in little. Just add everything, mix everything together. Then, by using your hand, make them into patty and pop it into the air fryer at 180 degrees for 20 minutes. And, ladies and gentlemen, your healthy tofu patty or tofu nuggets are done. So, I would suggest that if you want to make it into a patty, right, you make it into bigger shape, like round, big shape. If you want nuggets so that it's easier for your kids or for you to bite a little bit, then you can make it into smaller shapes. I think this is a great recipe. Definitely gonna try this at home this weekend, TFM.